Well, this morning I had a vision. How many know God will decide to give you a vision when you least expect it?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or where you don't think it's appropriate? Mm-hmm. I happened to be in the shower, so he had my full attention.
He doesn't be there a lot, too.
Yeah.
She'll
we would only listen. Huh?
She'll talk to herself there a lot.
Yeah. So the vision I had was of this necktie, and I had planned to wear something different. He says, you need to wear the necktie. And I says, okay. And I saw myself doing what I've just done. And then he said to expose the entire tie. So I'm going to obey and expose the entire necktie. Yeah. And I thought, well, okay. Expose the entire necktie. Lord, what are you getting at? He says, now you ask them. If you relate to the black sheep, then you need to remain seated. And if you relate to the white sheep, you need to stand. So would you do me a favor? Just ask the Lord, what do you relate to? Do you relate to the little black sheep or to the white sheep?
I don't know. Ask the Lord. No, what the Lord asked him right out to ask you, what if you're the gray sheep? You're in between white and black.
Then, Judy, you get halfway up and stay.
Thank you, Pete. I knew you'd have an answer for me, Ellen.
Okay. Now, those of you who are standing, would you please declare to me, why have you chosen to be the white sheep and not the black? You want to know what the black sheep means?
Yeah.
Okay.
She asked me.
We'll explain it in a minute. Mary?
Because of his blood, he's given me new life.
Because of his blood.
Listen to what it
says. You're, okay. Peggy?
Jesus in me has made me.
All right. You used to be black, is what you're saying?
Well, I might have been.
And for you, Gail?
Same thing. I'm that new creation. Mm-hmm. I'm a new creation.
Okay.
I'm new. He has cleansed me.
He has cleansed you. Yeah. You're no longer one. Isabel?
Purity. White.
Purity and white.
Purity.
Zephaniah?
Because the white sheep is the bright way to God, to heaven and God.
Yes.
And the black sheep is... Is the devil's way past to the dark side,
uh-huh.
And going to hell.
Yes. So who went to hell for you?
Jesus.
Yet, we still have an attitude about ourselves, you may be seated, that we're the black sheep. Anybody relate? Your mind is still on the black sheep. Your emotions are still running with black. You have a concept that everybody is better than you.
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes, yes. The point is, the Holy Spirit was saying to me, who is really the black sheep? Yes?
The devil?
Nope. Not in this case. Yes?
The one who stands alone against the majority.
Okay. Pete?
Thank you. That's why I identified with the black sheep. By becoming Christian, I was ousted of the formal denominations.
Okay. So you were looking at it from a religious standpoint. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at it now from God's perspective. So now put on your God hat, the Holy Ghost hat. And you tell me who the black sheep really is.
Christ.
Yes! Christ is the black sheep. He took my sin.
Yeah.
He took every one of my sin, and we know John 3:16, God so loved the world that
He gave His Son
as a sin offering for
us.
Yeah. Go back to Hebrews. Read it again now. Because you see, you were confirming what God showed you this morning. And I said, Lord, how are you going to do this?
Want to read the whole thing?
Oh, absolutely. I want you to read it. Read it carefully and slowly. Hebrews 10.
And in accordance with this will of God, we have been made holy, consecrated and sanctified through the offering made once and for all of the body of Jesus Christ. Whereas this one, Christ, after he had offered a single sacrifice for our sins that shall avail for all time, sat down at the right hand of God, then to wait until his enemy shall be made a stool beneath his feet. For by a single offering.
By a how many offering?
Single.
One.
He has forever completely cleansed and perfected those who are consecrated and made holy.
He consecrated and made you holy when?
By a single offering.
When did he offer himself as a living sacrifice to Papa? When he died on the cross. So he became the black sheep. So what are you and I doing when we associate ourselves with the one that's singled out? That's what? What kind of an attitude is that towards ourselves?
Condemnation.
Condemnation. What else?
Unbelief.
Persecuted one? Everybody's picking on me. I'm useless, I'm hopeless, I'm not. And he took all of that from us, but we still hold on to it and we're still arguing. We're still looking at ourselves as dark or gray. And he said, we're white.
Okay. Makes sense.
That's his word. We have been made what?
Holy.
If you and I have been made holy, then we're no longer gray or black. Now go to 1 John. 1 John chapter 2. The first chapter, by the way, of 1 John is written to unbelievers. But second chapter is written to the dear children of John. Now, if you and I were the Apostle John, okay? And I'm writing to my children, I better behave and I better think about what he's speaking, correct? My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense. That's your attorney. Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. Because, again, those who accept him as Lord have already become white and clean. Yet, the accuser says, you guys are a bunch of dirty sinners. Up here? We are looking at our sin, we're looking at our behavior, we're looking at our ways and actions and reactions. Verse 3 says, we know that we have come to know him if we obey his commands. How do you get his commands? By the Holy Spirit. The man who says, I know him, but does not do what he commands, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. So that separates those that are in rebellion. doing their own thing to please themselves. Verse 5. But if anyone does obey his word, God's love is truly made complete in him. This is how we know we are in him. Whoever claims to live in him must walk as Jesus did. Dear friends, I am not writing to you a new command, but an old one, which you have had since the beginning. This old command is the message you have heard. Yet I am writing you a new command. In truth, it is seen in him and you, because the darkness is passing and the true light is already shining. So that means your mentality is going to be having a season of gray. Because you're going to be listening to your brain and your emotions, and they're going to tell you what kind of a sinner you are. It's also going to tell you what kind of your neighbor is. How many have had opinions of the neighbors? Thank you. If they're not quite pure Christians, you see them as gray. If they're hellraisers, you see them as black. And God says they're already white. See? So if God says they're white, then we better what? Believe it and declare it. See, as we declare the other one to be black and we declare ourselves to be white, what are we? Deceived. Judgmental, critical, right? And it's easy to do that because, after all, if they're real Christians, they wouldn't act this way. No pride there at all. But you understand, I'm not picking on you. I'm talking to you so that you'll come out of this experience with a new attitude and a new vision of yourself. So if you look at your neighbor eyeball to eyeball, say, I've got a new vision of you. The spots are going. All those black spots are on their way. They're leaving. The blood of Jesus is washing you and me consistently for his glory. Amen? Okay. I'm going to take you back to verse 7 of chapter 1. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, purifies us from all sin. So there are times that your mental attitude is going to be in the wrong place. It's going to be critical. It's going to be, if they only did it my way and see what I'm trying to show them, my God, what a happy house we'd have. Amen?
Amen.
But there are seasons in my life where I used to say, oh my God, if I could only straighten them out. I. And the Lord said to me, when are you getting off the throne? And of course, I had a vision of my bathroom because there is a throne there, and he told me there was a lot of manure that needed to come out of me. So he's acting to create a new vision of me from my perspective of others. They're not always going to do it right, and neither will I. But if I get a new vision that I am full of light, the light will outshine the darkness. And it'll outspeak your emotions. You'll begin to declare, I have the best family. I have the most pure family. I have the most pure friends. I have the best. And your brain is going to say, you nut. They're full of darkness. Mark 11:24 says, believing you have, it will be. Try it on. Say Mark 11:24. Says, if you believe.
If you believe
and speak,
you will receive.
Mark 11:24 says, believing you have received, it will be done unto you. So the speaking and the believing is a coordinate that needs to be done out of you and me. So if you've got a family member that's pretty irritating, how many of you have at least one that you're irritated with that you'd like to readjust? Thank you. Start declaring how precious and how full of light they are. Start declaring what you want to see. My God, this sister of mine is just like me, Lord. She's so perfect. Yes, because now I have a new vision of me. I'm full of light, not darkness. See? And as you declare them to be what you have already seen in Christ, they will begin to really, at the beginning, focus on what God has a potential for them. And so rather than being critical and bringing them down and declaring with your mouth what the darkness wants you to declare, and you declare the truth of God's word, what happens with God's word? It goes in like seed, and it will bring forth fruit in due season. It will bring forth fruit in due season. I stress to you, the Holy Spirit has a plan to change each and every one of us. And his plan will manifest in the earth. Because the word says that everything that is now an enemy of the Lord will go beneath his feet. Okay. I had a little bit of a testimony that I wanted to share with you. Last Sunday, I was informed by a young man who's just come out of the service a few months ago, and the job status is a little difficult out there. And so he ended up being a part-time bus driver. But he said to me in my ear on last Sunday that he was going to go for a test to possibly become somewhat of a police officer or something of that nature.
State trooper.
State trooper, correct. And he has said, please keep me in prayer. Now, those of you who wonder who I'm talking about Michael. So, I knew he was going on Friday, and I saw his face early in the morning, so I began to intercede and ask God for grace for him because I knew he was driving to Boston. And so, by the early part of the afternoon, I got a real strong nudge, call him now. So, he answered the phone, and he was driving home. And this is his testimony. I'm sure he can give you a lot more details than what I can. But on Thursday morning, when he went to work at the bus station, there was another one of the ladies that is a bus driver with him, said, I had a dream about you, Mike. And I was in my bus in the dream, and a car pulled me over, and it was a state police car, one of those SUVs, and the surprise was that you're the one that got out of the driver's seat and came over and spoke to me. Now, he hadn't told anybody. So, he said, I knew that I was being obedient to go and do this test. I said, and how was the test? He says, it was not a difficulty at all. It was wonderful because the Lord had prepared everything ahead and he knew to just go ahead and do it. And he did. He didn't have a hard time. And so we thank the Lord because, of course, the challenge has been quite difficult. But you see, what I'm saying to you is God doesn't have to have a prophetic word from the guy that's in church. Can be a co-worker who gets a dream, who has no clue what she's giving this young man, and it ensured his success at the other end. Who did he rely on?
God.
And did he see himself as the black sheep?
Nope.
No. He got a vision that he was already part of the team going forward in obedience, and now the outcome is obvious. He's going to have a job down the road as a state policeman. And he used a bus driver to teach him. Now, is the lady a believer? I don't know. It's not important. What is important is the end result, is that he will be where God has prepared for him to be in order to get to the next level of his walk. Instead of depending on his own talents and his own abilities, he's dependent on? Yeah. So that's a lesson for all of us. Amen? He will bring forth confirmation upon confirmation so that you will know that you will know that you're in the right place at the right time for God's glory. Amen?
Amen.
Lift up one hand to the Lord. Say, as of today, the black sheep vision is dying. And I am full of light. And it's radiating out there.
And
touching many hearts. For his glory. Holy Spirit.
Keep this vision bright.
So I can see.
So I can see.
What you're doing inside of me
is
going to affect my neighborhood,
my family,
and my co-workers.
And my co-workers.
Amen?
Amen.